Back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host Kent Lindquist along with my co-host Dr. Al Korns. Hope you'll stick around. We've got approximately one more hour of straight ahead swinging jazz sounds for you. So just settle in and we're going to swing a few for you. My next track is in our continuing salute to vibus pianist Victor Feldman. Is from his Choice album called Seven Steps to Heaven with Tom Scott. Tom Scott is on reeds. Got Chuck DeMonaco here back on bass, John Guerin on drums. And this is for all you Lucille Ball lovers out there. Victor does I Love Lucy.
Thank you.
all you Lucille Ball fans out there, that was a swinging version of I Love Lucy by Victor Feldman and his quartet. Of course, Victor was there on piano. Tom Scott was on reeds. Chuck DeMonico was on bass. John Guerin on drums. Cut in L.A. July of 73. It was obviously live in a club or in a concert. The liner notes are very exhaustive, except they tell us everything about who they are playing in front of. So who's up next, Al?
Well, next we hear from a group led by a trumpet artist, Art Farmer. And it's from a new jazz LP entitled Modern Art. And it features Art on trumpet, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, Horace Silver on piano, Danny Bank on baritone, Percy Heath on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Quincy Jones entitled Elephant Walk. Elephant Walk, featuring Art Farmer on trumpet, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Charlie Ross on tenor sax, Horace Silver on piano, Danny Bank on baritone sax, Percy Heath on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. That was from a new jazz LP released in 1954 entitled Modern Art.
All right, going to continue to highlight the jazz artistry of Victor Feldman, who is displayed his expertise on both the piano and vibes, and this is from his Riverside album, Merry Old Soul. And this is Victor, who does both piano and vibes on this particular track, not at the same time, but he plays both, and backed up by Sam Jones on bass and Lewis Hayes on drums. And this is You Make Me Feel So Young, which is a Mack Gordon tune that I really enjoyed down through the years. Let's listen to Victor on You Make Me Feel So Young. Thank you. Nice light little swinger. You make me feel so young. It was about Victor Veltman there on piano. Backed up by Scott Loparo on bass. And that was from Victor's Riverside LP, burned a CD, called Merry Old Soul.
Well, next we'll hear from another Reed artist. This time it's Art Pepper on alto saxophone, and it's from an LP entitled Art Pepper Plus 11 on the Contemporary label. And in addition to Art, it features Charlie Kennedy also on alto, Med Flory on baritone, Vince DeRosa on French horn, Richie Kamuka on tenor sax, Dick Nash on trombone, and Bob Enevoldson on trombone, Russ Feeman on piano, Joe Mondragon on bass, Mel Lewis on drums. And this tune was arranged by Marty Paich, and it's Denzel Best's bop classic Move. And it was Move, a tune written by Denzel Best and performed there by a group led by Art Pepper, Art on alto sax, Charlie Kennedy on alto sax, Med Flory on baritone, Vince DeRosa on French horn, Richie Kamuka on tenor sax, Dick Nash and Bob Enevoldson on trombones, Russ Freeman on piano, Joe Mondragon on bass, Mel Lewis on drums. There was a mystery trumpet player in there, which I left out, and I'm not sure whether that was my error or the album artist. But anyway, that helps the count get closer to 11. It was from an album entitled Art Pepper Plus 11.
Going to turn now to a album that was cut on the Contemporary label by our highlight artist Victor Feldman in L.A. in 1958. And along with Victor on, I think, is Victor on vibes or piano on this one? I'm not sure. I'm showing piano and backed up by Scott LaFaro on bass, who went on to be the bass man in the classic Bill Evans Trio later. Stan Levy on drums, a great bop drummer going way back to the early 40s, and worked with the Stan Kenton band. And this is a classic that been played by the jazz community all down through the years. There is no greater love. That was There Is No Greater Love, done by our highlight artist of the week, Victor Feldman, on piano, assisted by Scott LaFaro on bass, Stan Levy on drums. That was from Victor's contemporary album, cut in L.A. in 57, called The Arrival of Victor Feldman.
Well, next we hear from Count Basie again. We heard him in the first hour in a small group of six. This time he's here with his full band. And this is from a Verve LP released in 1978. It's actually a two-disc set of reissues of previous LPs from some years earlier. And in this selection, we'll hear solos by Eddie Jones on bass and Joe Newman on muted trumpet, Joe Wilder on open trumpet, and Frank West on tenor sax. And it's a tune written by Frank West entitled Basie Goes West. Basie Goes West, a tune written by Frank West, and featuring solos there by Eddie Jones on bass, Joe Newman on muted trumpet, Joe Wilder on open trumpet, Frank West on tenor sax. It was from a two-LP set released on the Verve label in 1978, entitled 16 Men Swinging.
I'm going to turn now to Victor Feldman on Vibes. That's the name of the CD, cut from, of course, burned from an LP. It was cut originally on the Mode label back in L.A. in about September of 57. And on this format on this particular CD is that there are three tracks by Victor Feldman on Vibes with a rhythm section comprised of Carl Perkins on piano out of Indianapolis, Leor Vinegar on bass also out of Indianapolis, and Stan Levy on drums. And then on three tracks, Victor brings in Frank Rossellino on trombone and Harold Land on tenor sax. I'm going to play the track where Rossellino and Land set in with Victor. And this is a little thing written by Victor Feldman called Evening in Paris. We'll be right back. composition called Evening in Paris, written by our highlight artist of the week, pianist and vibist Victor Feldman. On that particular track, which was cut on a Mode LP and burned to CD, we had Victor on vibes with a rhythm section of Carl Perkins on piano, Larry Vinegar on bass, Stan Levy on drums, and the two horns out in front that soloed on that particular track were Frank Rossellino on trombone and Harold Land on tenor.
And next we'll hear from one of Benny Goodman's groups. This is from a Capitol LP entitled Mostly Sextets. As you might imagine, it's a compilation of different groups that he recorded. This particular group, in addition to Benny, includes Jimmy Rolls on piano, Al Hendrickson on guitar, and Lee Young on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Fletcher Henderson entitled Henderson Stomp. Henderson Stomp, a tune written by Fletcher Henderson and featuring one of Benny Goodman's sextet with Benny Goodman on clarinet, Jimmy Rawls on piano, Al Hendrickson on guitar, Lee Young on drums. A couple musicians were left out of the fine print there. I'm not sure who the trumpet was. The vibes was probably Lionel Hampton. Well, I'm going to go ahead with my next selection, Kent, so you'll have plenty of time for your last one. This one is from an LP entitled Big Band Modern, and it features a large orchestra led by pianist Elliot Lawrence. And the soloists were not listed, but I'm going to make some guesses here that we'll hear from Eddie Burt on trombone, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Al Cohn on tenor sax, and Bernie Glow on trumpet. I always try to figure out the origins of the titles on these things. This one left me mystified. It's a tune written by Johnny Mandel, and the only thing I can think of is it must be a dedication to one of the technicians that were recording this session. It's entitled Tapeworm. Tapeworm, a tune written and arranged by Johnny Mandel for Elliot Lawrence's big band. And Kent confirms my guess at the soloist. I think we heard from Eddie Bird on trombone, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, and Al Cohn on tenor sax, and Bernie Glow on trumpet. That was from a Jazz Tone LP released in 1957 entitled Big Band Modern.
Well, for the better part of the last 2 hours, you've been listening to the feeling of jazz here on Lakeshore Radio, 89.1 FM. And I'm co-host Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Dr. Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night from about 8 to 10, so we hope you'll join us again next Sunday night and every Sunday night for some swinging sounds. I'm going to close out the show with our highlight artist of the week, pianist and vibist Victor Feldman. And after Victor worked in the United States for 2 or 3 years, he returned to London in 1958 and cut an album on the Tempo label, which was a big jazz LP operation in London. And he has with him some of the best jazz musicians on the London scene at that time. Tubby Hayes on baritone sax, Ronnie Scott on tenor sax, a transplanted American Dizzy Reese on trumpet, and Victor on piano. And this is Miles Davis's classic composition, 4.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.